With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. U.S. Senator John Tester's chief of staff says the senator misheard a question Tuesday night that led to his comment that Montana Governor Steve Bullock would run for the U.S. Senate in 2020. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Tester's comments about Governor Steve Bullock's future plans came at an event of American University College Democrats in Washington, D.C. Tester was asked if Bullock was running for the U.S. Senate in 2020, and Tester said, quote, "Yeah, he's running," unquote. Tester's office told Montana Public Radio Wednesday morning that Tester thought the question was about Bullock running for president. Bullock will term out as governor in 2020 when Democrats will be looking for a challenger for incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines and a candidate to run against President Donald Trump. Last year, Bullock created the Big Sky Values Pack, which he's used to fund trips around the country raising his national profile. At a stop at the Iowa State Fair in August, Bullock made these comments about what he was doing.
I do have a story of how I've been able to bring people together, and I think that's in part what our country desperately needs. So right now, what I'm doing is listening, and that's honestly as far as it goes.
Bullock's Big Sky Values Pack has spent over $900,000 since it was created in 2017. It's raised a little over $1 million. Neither Governor Steve Bullock's office nor a representative of the Big Sky Values Pack responded to Montana Public Radio's request for comment on this story. The governor's chief of staff, Tom Lopach, told the Associated Press that, quote, "Bullock is not interested in a Senate run," unquote. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission will vote on Monday to proceed with a rule related to the management of grizzly bears in and around Glacier National Park if the bears are removed from the endangered species list. The rule says that Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks must be 90% sure that at least 800 grizzlies exist within a specific portion of an area known as the Northern Continental Divide Ecosystem. It's home to the largest grizzly population in the lower 48, currently estimated at over 1,000. In order for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to pursue delisting, they must show that the state has adequate protections in place for the bears. However, the FWS said last month they won't push for delisting NCDE grizzlies this year. That's after a federal judge in Missoula blocked FWS's attempt to delist Yellowstone area grizzlies in September. FWP received more than 5,000 comments, but according to a memo on the meeting, the majority were focused on delisting, hunting, and other issues outside the scope of the rule. The meeting takes place at 8 a.m. Monday at the FWP headquarters in Helena. Grand Teton National Park officials are taking public comment on a plan to kill or relocate mountain goats. The problem, according to the park, is Grand Teton's 100 or so mountain goats threaten a herd of about 80 bighorn sheep. The bighorn sheep numbered as many as 125 animals just a few years ago. The thriving goats are reproducing rapidly, spreading disease such as pneumonia and competing with the bighorns for food. The National Park Service says now might be the best time to reduce or eliminate the goats before they're too numerous to bring under control. The park's mountain goats aren't native to the park. Grand Teton's bighorn sheep herd, on the other hand, is native to the park. It's one of the smallest and most isolated bighorn sheep herds in Wyoming. After hearing from the public on the proposal through January 6th, park officials expect to decide as soon as mid-February on what to do about the mountain goats. The Montana Nurses Association filed charges against Kalispell Regional Healthcare today for allegedly violating federal worker rights laws. According to a press release from the nurses group, Kalispell Regional interfered with employee rights to form a nurses union in breach of the National Labor Relations Act. Vicki Bird, the executive director of the Montana Nurses Association, said, quote, "It appears KRH is trying to sound a warning shot to nurses that they'll be laid off and not be rehired if they support becoming a union," unquote. Kalispell Regional could not be reached for comment before this story aired. The Kalispell healthcare system is reeling from a $24 million whistleblower case it settled earlier this year with the U.S. Department of Justice. In September, the DOJ found that the healthcare system violated an anti-kickback statute and the Stark Law in place to prevent a physician's medical judgment from being compromised by certain financial incentives. Officials with the regional healthcare system told the Flathead Beacon earlier this year that recent Montana state budgeting troubles and cuts to Medicaid provider rates have also hurt Kalispell Regional's bottom line. A state commission is surveying the public about Montana's Aquatic Invasive Species Program. The survey, conducted by the Upper Columbia Conservation Commission, asks for public feedback about state-run boat inspection sites to evaluate the program's 2018 season. State, federal, and tribal water managers drastically scaled up the number of boat inspection stations and their rapid response plans after invasive mussel larvae were found in Tiber and Canyon Ferry reservoirs in 2016. Mussel larvae, or adults, have not been detected in Montana since. Washington state utility regulators today denied the proposed $5.3 billion sale of Spokane-based Avista Corporation to a Canadian utility. Avista is part owner of Montana's Colstrip coal-fired power plant. The Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission said the proposed merger with Toronto-based Hydro One doesn't adequately protect Avista or the utility's customers from political or financial risk, and that it isn't in the public's interest. The three-member panel raised concerns about political influence by the Ontario government on operations of Avista and Hydro One. The province is Hydro One's largest shareholder, with a 47% stake in the electric company that serves about 1.3 million customers. Washington's commission is one of several regulatory entities that must approve the merger. Public utility commissions in Montana and Alaska approved the transaction earlier this year, but decisions are pending in Idaho and Oregon. Idaho public utility officials have expressed concerns similar to Washington's. Emails and calls to Avista and Hydro One were not immediately returned today. I'm Rosie Costin.